Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
You know what time it is, guys. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here tonight with an AEW Dynamite special Thursday edition live stream. I'm going to be running down all the action that just took place on our August 27th, 2020 show. We're going to be talking a little bit of what's leading up to All Out, and we have many, many things to look forward to. I hope you guys are in the chat ready to join us. And if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button and also do us a big favor and click subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get into the intro, shall we?
Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you.
All right. Here we go, man. Hopefully you guys found that intro lit. Big shout out to my boy Monteezy. You heard his theme twice tonight for Sammy Guevara and Big Swole. Shout out to Monteezy, who holds us down with the intro theme every single week. I greatly appreciate that, guys. And I see a bunch of people showing up to the chat. What is good, everybody? I'm so happy to have you guys in here. I'm flying solo tonight. And we got a lot of people popping up. We're going to go through everything. I want to get your thoughts on the show, guys. So if you're in the chat, make sure you're typing away. If you guys haven't, make sure you share with us tonight. Big shout out to Derek. Derek's usually been on the show, and Rob, they've been helping me out a lot this week, covering shows, taking notes and everything. So big shout out to those guys. Let's see here. What else do we have rocking? We've got my man, Jesus DeLeon. Jesus, what's good, brother? Thank you so much for joining us. Ace, what is good, bro? Good to see you in here. Broken is in the house with us tonight as well. Chris DeZuba, another faithful in the house. Thank you for joining us, Chris. Do we have anyone else? Original Biggie, Obi-Wan. What's going on, Biggie? One of my favorite people to talk wrestling video games with. Always appreciate Original Biggie. Love his channel. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We're almost at 10 likes already. If you guys could, thumbs up that like button. And if you like what you see on the channel, click subscribe. Also, comment down below your thoughts, even if you watch this after the fact. I want to hear from you. I will interact with you. And as you guys can see, all the social medias, everything else is down below here. So show us some love, man. The wrestling community is sometimes one of the worst things for us and one of the best things for us, but I want to interact with you guys. I want to hear what you guys think about the pro wrestling shows, because that's what unites all of us as wrestling fans, is just good pro wrestling and having fun and having conversations. I look forward to getting in here and talking with you guys every week and hearing your thoughts, because we have a bunch of different people in here tonight. Let us see here. Commentary team for tonight. Everybody thought Excalibur was returning to the booth tonight, but from what I saw on Dynamite, it looks like he wasn't yet. We had the team of Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Le Champion Chris Jericho on commentary once again. I thought Jericho did another incredible job tonight. Tony Schiavone was great as usual, and Jim Ross was there. He did his thing as well tonight. This Dynamite card really did a lot of things building up to All Out. Gave us some ideas of what's happening on the undercard that we weren't sure of yet. I'm excited for two of them for sure that I could think of off the top of my head. But I saw a lot of good things that I liked tonight that maybe a lot of people didn't bring up. And I'm sorry, my man Foul Original Wrestling just joined us. Hello, Foul. How are you, good sir? I appreciate you coming into the picture here to join us and have some talk about AEW tonight. Now, we had to start off with the match I was looking most forward to, which was the number one contender tag team gauntlet match tonight. Now, coming into this, we knew that Kenny Omega and Adam Hangman Page did not have contenders for the titles yet. Most of us as wrestling fans figured it's got to be the Young Bucks or FTR. And we were all probably wondering, were they going to let the Young Bucks and FTR wrestle tonight? Now, I think it would have been a very big mistake if they did let this happen. But I think the numbers would have went up at the same time if people started tweeting, the Young Bucks and FTR are about to fight. Hold off on this. So, we start off with the Young Bucks versus the Natural Nightmares with Allie. Where's Brandy? Brandy is not there tonight because Brand got choked out last week by the Dark Order. Especially the new member, Anna Jay. She just put a beat down on Brandy. So she was there taking the beating with Cody. So I don't know if they're at home licking their wounds. There was lots of speculation as to what they could have been doing. But a beat down did occur for this. And the Young Bucks were there to probably get tag team gold on their mind once again. They lost to them at Revolution. They want that rematch so that they can finally be AEW tag champions. And I think a lot of people are surprised that the Young Bucks haven't held this gold yet. Now we have the Natural Nightmares here, and I must say this. I noticed QT Marshall tonight. QT Marshall looked like he had cut some weight, and QT Marshall looked really good out there. I cannot front. Like, this dude did an amazing job tonight as far as putting on a great match. Allie played her part in all of this. And you were wondering, well, what's going to be the big move here? They had a pretty basic match. You saw some good moves from Dustin. He hit his classic, the power slam. He did great with that. And the match ends with the BTE trigger, I guess is what they're calling it. Similar to the Golden Lovers when they hit the double knee. The Bucks are on the side, kind of, and they hit this double knee strike on QT Marshall. That was too much for him. 1, 2, 3. They are eliminated from the gauntlet. They are not being the number one contenders. The Young Bucks move on. And next up are the best friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta. These guys recently had a tag team title shot as well against Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. And they put on a heck of a match. I think a lot of people, including myself, thought that they were going to become the tag team champions. Unfortunately, tonight was not their night. The best friends wound up going out here to fight the Young Bucks. And the whole match is a great mix-up, toss-up between both teams, hitting big moves on each other. The Bucks are tired. The best friends have been beaten down, basically, and they set up for the Meltzer driver here. Matt Jackson is got everything set up for Trent Beretta to go down, and what happens, lo and behold, when Nick Jackson has to go up for the springboard of the move, Adam Hangman Page is holding his leg, and that distracts the Young Bucks, which leads to a roll up 1, 2, 3, and everybody's wondering what the hell's going on with Hangman Page. I thought they were in the Elite. What is happening? Did FTR get inside of his head? Remember last week, FTR said, you know that they're trying to take advantage of you and whatever they said backstage with Tully. Could this be playing a factor into Hangman Page's head? More on that later. So they end up losing this. The best friends have moved on. And what happens next? We have FTR coming out with their new manager, Tully Blanchard. Love the jackets that they're sporting, straight out of the 80s. And the beginning of the match, even in the picture-in-picture, the main focus was working over Chuck Taylor's leg. They really wanted to make sure that it was established that that was injured on him. And they rammed it into the post. Trent Beretta took a nasty brainbuster on the outside from Cash. And the match ends kind of weird for what we're used to seeing here. They focused on the leg, and they isolated Chuck Taylor, and he gets put into type of like leg lock finisher here by Dax Hardwood, and he has no choice but to tap out, and he just taps out in the middle. Like, he never got the tag that he needed to, nothing, and it was usually what you would expect in a tag match. I like it. I like it because a match could end at any moment in AEW. I have said for a while that they've been doing a great job of letting Cody win with the figure four, Pac using the brutalizer on Kenny Omega, and he just randomly lost the match. These things help in matches because when a submission holds locked down, you're like, well, is someone going to tap or not? And it caught me off guard once again tonight, so I took the bait. I was right there. They reeled me in. That simple. Let's see. We've been joined by Jocelyn in the chat. What is going on, Jocelyn? Yes, I am solo dolo tonight for sure. Let's see here. I'm memeing and wanted to pop on one of the best post shows. Thank you, Fowl. I appreciate that. Chris DeZuba, tonight's show was trash. Worst Dynamite so far. Chris, oh, I disagree. I think it wasn't the worst, but it was solid, I think. That hold from Hangman was genius from Jocelyn. A says FTR are going to prove at All Out that they are the best tag team in the world after they win the tag team titles. Ace, my man, I hope you're right. It's been a long time coming. We've been wondering when are Hangman and everyone else going to take that fall back and go back to singles action. We've been waiting for it for quite some time. Maybe you're right. Let's see here. Foul caught your show once in a while when I'm back. When do you come on again? You can catch Foul with the weekly wrestling recap every single Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Foul, free plug for you, my man, since you came in here showing love, brother. That's how we get down. So let us move on to the next match here. And before we do that, we're not going to get into the prettiest takeaway ever from this, but we have to talk about Manscaped, don't we? Manscaped is helping sponsor this podcast. Show some love by going to manscaped.com and using our promo code EPWSHOW. Do you need a gift? Is it someone's birthday coming up? Could it be time to start getting those Christmas presents? I know it's early to talk about it, but we're almost into that last little bit of summer. So why not help somebody out and get them the Lawnmower 3.0? This thing is a beaut. It works exactly like they show in the commercials. The lawnmower is where it is at. It is the refining tool for gentlemen, but I also think that it's worth it for the ladies to get this. I always tell people, if you trim the bushes, the trees look taller. But this thing gets the job done. It's no nicks, no cuts, no problems. So definitely go to manscaped.com, get the Lawnmower 3.0. They've got plenty of other goodies. You guys have seen it a bunch of times if you're familiar with the podcast. The refined cologne, the foot duster, the crop duster, the foot deodorant. There are so many things you guys can use. The cool pouch that they have here full of all of your toiletry tool needs, from little scissors to nail clippers to tweezers and everything else. So what are you guys waiting for? Go to manscaped.com, promo code EPWSHOW. Get yourself some boxers if you need to. It's well worth it. And speaking of promo codes, I got to big up my boys, Powerslam.tv. Powerslam.tv has been hooking us up for the past year. Use promo code EPWSHOW on Powerslam.tv, and you guys will be so lucky to get yourselves one free month of independent pro wrestling on me. I definitely think it is well worth it for you guys to check it out and get that promo code. And big shout out also to the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast and our good friends, Everything College Basketball, Hoops, everything is heating up. So make sure you guys are keeping it locked in with my podcast and theirs as well. Thank you guys so much for that. And let's move on to Lance Archer, because everybody dies when he's in the ring. Lance Archer with Jake the Snake Roberts takes on Sean Maluda. And bro, this match was a squash. Lance Archer is coming in 12-1 in AEW. The guy needs to be featured way more. And he comes in and destroys in this match. And you know what? I got to give credit to Maluda in the ring. He really did a great job putting Lance Archer over. He looked like a million bucks. Archer did everything right. This just worked tonight. I don't know. I really enjoyed this squash match for some reason. I really think it showed personality for him and really helped him move along with everything else that he was trying to do. Yeah, man. Well worth it. The squash was just perfect tonight. Even after he hits the blackout, he could have pinned him, and he doesn't, because as soon as he goes down for the pin, he has his hand on his hair. 1, 2. Tony Schiavone said, "Oh, I knew he was going to pull him up. He had his hand on his hair the whole time," and he locks in the claw. They call it the Everybody Dies Claw, so he locks it in and pins his opponent with that claw locked in. 1, 2, 3. It just looked like he enjoyed inflicting pain tonight. That is badassery. That's what we need more of here. After the match, Jake the Snake Roberts does what he does best. He cuts that cool, calm promo. And he really... how do I want to put this? If Lance Archer is the steak, Jake the Snake Roberts is the garnish that goes on top of the steak. He really just adds this extra element that it's like, ah, beautiful, perfect. And he is out there and he says that Lance Archer is going to throw 20 men over the top rope in the Casino Battle Royal at All Out. Casino Battle Royal is coming back up. I like this. I like it a lot. And I really was interested to seeing if we were going to get the Casino Battle Royal once again. It has been confirmed. And I was hoping Jake went to one of his promos, "Want to play 21? If you've seen Botchamania, you know what I'm talking about. But Jake doesn't get to go into that because he is interrupted by Team Taz. Taz comes out with Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. And Taz comes out and they start disrespecting each other. Jake the Snake Roberts referred to them as the Flintstones. I don't know who's Bam Bam, who's Pebbles, who's Fred, but they called them the Flintstones. I got a chuckle out of it. And then when Taz got into the ring, Taz got serious and said, "Look, man, I tried to come out here and, you know, do things right, Cole. But, you know, here comes the pain, Cole." And Taz does his thing on the microphone as well. He takes things to the serious level. And he says that one of his guys from Team Taz will be winning this battle royal. And after that, whose music hits but our favorite good friend, Darby Allin. He comes out skateboarding down a ramp in Daly's place. And by the way, the fan reaction for this, even though that it was a small amount of fans tonight, for a small capacity, kind of separated in their own sections, the noise was nice. I have to admit, it felt like people being there, it helped the show a little bit. It felt live. Like, if to me, it sounded like there were 10,000 people there. I know it wasn't that many, but it felt better to have that sound. I shouldn't say 10,000. I'm exaggerating. More like 5,000. But it felt good to have that sound there from genuine reaction from fans. And forget it. So Darby is coming down. He gets his loud reaction as he's skateboarding into the ring. He gets into the ring and drop kicks Ricky Starks out of his shoes. Literally. Like, Derek's on here every week. He's talking about someone getting knocked out of their boots. This man literally got knocked out of his shoes. Like, drop kicked, shoes went flying, bro. Unbelievable. why am I looking? What about Wilma? I apologize, Obi-Wan. Wilma should have been mentioned as well tonight. Drop kicked Ricky Starks out of his shoes. I laughed at that. That was a great moment. And Darby Allin comes away looking like a strong contender as well. I assume he is also in this Casino Battle Royal. Very interesting. There are a lot of favorites in this. I don't know who's winning. Like, I'm not walking away with somewhere I'm like, that's the guy, he's winning this. I have no idea who is winning this. And that's the way I like it. Can't guess. I'm not sure. I need more time to think about this. Malik Murray is coming in with a question. Let's see here. Do you think that AEW needs to make Kenny Omega a heel, or should they wait? Malik, I have to say that to me, from the way this storyline is going, I think Kenny Omega is the one who needs the heel turn now more than Hangman Page. I think Hangman Page is very popular with the crowd, and he's been hanging out with some people that maybe he shouldn't be, but Kenny Omega has been missing his edge a little bit, and everybody keeps saying, when are you going to go back to the cleaner? If you've ever seen the New Japan Pro Wrestling version of Kenny Omega, they want that vicious Kenny Omega back, that heel Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega's kind of been fun-loving Kenny Omega, and he turns it on when he wants to. They want it on all the time. So to me, Kenny Omega should turn heel, and I think it's going to happen at All Out. Let's see here. Broken, you're funny. We'll get into that too in a second. So, moving forward, we have MJF getting ready to come to the ring. He is in a walker, a neck brace. He is draped in the Burberry. And he asked Lee Johnson if he was laughing before. And Lee Johnson said, no, MJF is just backstage bullying people as he gets ready to come out with his lawyer for his big contract signing. Then, we talk every single week about the AEW women's division. And I know in the past, I've been harsh on the AEW women's division. I've kind of been that person that says, you know, we could use something a little bit more from them. They could give us something else extra. Right? I say that every single week. And this week, I think they did that. Let me explain. I wanted some build-up to a women's match. I was hyped last week. We had it announced that the NWA Women's Champion, Thunder Rosa, is going to be challenging Hikaru Shida at All Out. These are the matchups that I want to see. I love that there was a challenge behind this, and I loved the video package tonight. Like, I am punching my fist together. That's how good it was. These dudes did an excellent job in putting together this video package. And I don't know if it was dudes, chicks, I don't care. Whoever from AEW did this, I thought this was very well done. And I tweeted AEW, at AEW Wrestling, more of this, please. This is what I want from the women's division. Build up, hype for their matches. And I think they can really do a good job with this. Thunder Rosa, I'm interested. I want to see what they can do here. And I think this is the exact type of opponent Shida needed. I feel like Shida needed a challenge in that ring that would have really helped. Nyla Rose was the only person I could have saw going back into the ring and challenging. And we've been there, done that from the last pay-per-view. Check out the review in the archives. So, great video package. If you have not seen it, I've retweeted it, but go to AEW Wrestling on Twitter. They have it up for you guys to see. Phenomenal video package, in my opinion. Geno Morgan TV has joined us. What is going on? Wasn't Omega going to turn heel? That's the belief right now, Geno Morgan. That's what most people are thinking with Kenny Omega, if you're trying to predict where the storyline goes. I think they're teasing it so that it could be Paige. Could be FTR. Who knows where we're going with this? But it's quite the turn of events right now. So I'm going with Omega's turning heel as far as it goes. Broken is talking about 3-minute women's matches. It doesn't help. If people want women to be featured on the show, it doesn't help when you guys like bring up that they had 3-minute women's matches. And here's the weird thing. If that's the weakest division and people say that, how could you expect Tony Khan to give them more time? You got to big up the matches when you think they're good, and sometimes you got to talk about them when you think they're bad. The women's going to take some time. This division is not going to be fixed like that. It's going to take some time. Give it some time, Broken. I think that it'll get better eventually. Like I said, I think Shida and Thunder Rosa will deliver at All Out. So Malik Murray has a question. Do you think the women's division is being improved by Thunder Rosa? I think Thunder Rosa is enhancing it for right now. I think the NWA, we heard Billy Corgan on that video package. So it sounds like that they have a little bit of a working relationship. Cool. I wouldn't mind seeing some people from AEW go to NWA. Some names off the top that I could think of. I want to see Cody Rhodes in the NWA. Also, I would love to see FTR in the tag division in the NWA. They've got some promise there, and I would love to see that working relationship develop. I want to see more companies work together. Why can't we have NWA, AEW? We had some great news today for women's wrestling about all of these companies that are going to be working together. Same thing a couple weeks ago with many different promotions. Work together, guys. It's fun. That's what wrestling's supposed to be. Help each other out. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Everything doesn't have to be cutthroat business, you know? So that's just my two cents on it. Did somebody say 3 minutes? Haven't heard that in a minute, Obi-Wan. What is going on? Scumbags of Wrestling is in here. They say the women are green as grass. Get Omega away from the division. The two best women are Sheeta and now Thunder Rosa. See, I like Nyla Rose as well. See, I think there's a few there. There is talent there. You just have to figure out how to pull it out. No Lara says NWA versus AEW Women's Championship match. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it as well. Like, guys, great comments tonight. Like, keep them coming. I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's get to this MJF and Moxley contract signing, shall we? We had MJF out there with John Moxley. They're signing the contract, and MJF's main purpose here is to get the Paradigm Shift banned. That is why he's in the neck brace. That's why he hired the lawyer. This is classic heel stuff. Who sues somebody in pro wrestling? Come on, MJF. And I think he did a great job cutting a promo tonight, talking about how he was going to walk away with the Platinum AEW World Championship. I love the way that MJF referred to the title, keeping the dignity on the title. And he insulted Moxley by insulting some of the classic deathmatch type wrestlers or ECW style wrestlers like Sandman, New Jack. He went all in, no pun intended, on Moxley and what he's done. He insulted his hairline, receding hairline. And Moxley had a nice little one-liner back. Well, you know, maybe one day when you hit puberty, you'll understand. And he even came after Renee Young in the promo. MJF was on fire. This kid with a microphone is good. I don't think you can do it every single week by letting him talk, but MJF is good, man. That was really good. Oh, yes. He brought up Zandig, Onita. He brought up Onita. He brought up a bunch of people. And gold, 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 gold. And you know what? MJF's not the only one in there who was dancing. John Moxley did a great job playing his part in this as well. It felt like it was taking a long time to get to the point, but I think they wanted to build this up with the seriousness. And they both signed. So Moxley says, you know what? The only thing you're doing is forcing me to get creative. So he's figuring out ways to bust up his limbs, choke him out. What's he going to do? He even called his lawyer dickwad. I'm surprised that he got away with that. But they did a really, really good job. And I love that they gave Moxley the zinger at the end where he was like, ah, did you guys read page 17? And then he was like, thanks for letting me insert that in there. And they were like, what are you talking about? He looks and he said, you're a lawyer. You should have read page 17. And it was Moxley has requested a match next week with MJF's lawyer in the ring. And it's probably going to be a beatdown. And if his lawyer doesn't show up, MJF does not get the title match. So now MJF has to force his lawyer to show up next week to take this beatdown from John Moxley. Storytelling 101. And he said the Paradigm Shift will be legal in that match. And he's going to drop him on his head a couple times. Perfect. Love it. Let's see here. Ace says MJF disrespects Moxley's wife. Malik says, so what if MJF doesn't win the match? Does he lose momentum if not win? I hate when people, I'm not sure what you're trying to say here. I think you don't like when people lose their momentum is what you're trying to say, Malik. And as far as the momentum goes, one loss is not going to hurt either of these dudes. They both haven't been pinned yet. That is a very intriguing matchup. They haven't been pinned in a while, as far as we can remember. And when you see this, is a loss to the world champion really going to hurt MJF? I don't think so. Will a loss to MJF hurt John Moxley? I don't think so. I think these guys are going to be fine. We cannot panic over one win, one loss. People are not buried over one win, one loss. I think people use the term buried incorrectly often on social media and when we're just having casual conversation about pro wrestling. Buried is what happens to somebody when they are forcefully going out of their way to embarrass them week in and week out and there is no payoff for it. To me, these guys, and even being buried, you're being put on TV. You're giving someone camera time. Why would you do that? Why would you waste your time doing something like that? I digress. So Moxley's got his match next week. We get another good promo that I like tonight. Santana and Ortiz. Santana especially brought the dog out in this promo. Like, he was ready to fight. And I really felt that in his promo. Talking about, you think we're going to apologize to you because we messed up your mom's van? And it shows them messing up Sue's van once again with the sledgehammer, baseball bat, spray painting it, and everything else, knocking the windows out. They said that you better be lucky that she wasn't in there. That's the only regret that we didn't have. So this is leading up to a match with the Best Friends. I just thought the promo was great. Go back and check it out if you guys get the opportunity to. Let us see who else is in here. No Lara, thank you so much for joining us. Queen of the Indies, hey Tiff, hope your day got better. Kept you in my prayers today, showing you some love as well. Hold on, guys, I don't want to lose some of your questions here. Malik says, I got a question. Why do AEW rules but Lucha Underground and ROH don't follow their rules? Each wrestling company has their own rules, Malik. I'm not sure. AEW, everybody's got their own rules. I think AEW's just got to make sure they enforce them at all times. That's a bigger problem, though, with like how you structure your matches. But I had no issues with tonight's matchups, really, as far as rules go. Same thing here with Lucha Underground, ROH. No Lara says, how about NWA and AEW do a one-year pay-per-view event together, superstar versus superstar? Champion, school champion, just an idea. I like that idea. That would be really cool. Imagine Billy Corgan and Tony Khan putting their rosters up against each other. It's a thing that wrestling fans love to do. How often are we on Twitter doing fantasy matchups? Or when you're playing your wrestling video games and you want to do a fantasy matchup? And shout out, check out Virtual Basements, the wrestling code. If you guys haven't, that game is going to be great. Give Virtual Basement a follow on Twitter. But yeah, definitely cool. Let's see. Do you think AEW have too many tag matches? Malik, I think the AEW tag division is one of the best divisions. So not mad at it at all. NWA Invasion, what do you think, Conrad File said? Yeah, I'm down. I wouldn't mind it. Look at, Jesus brought up a great match right after that. Nick Aldis versus Jon Moxley? Hell yeah, I want to see that. Sheeta versus Thunder Rosa? Set it up. Could you imagine the tag team matches that you could do? Just think about the tag teams in both companies. Think about it. James Storm, Eli Drake versus FTR, or Hangman and Kenny? You guys can have some great matches. The Cowboy locking up with the Hangman, that would be super dope. I'm just telling you. 8 to 10 man need to chill out, though. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the 10-man tags. I think the 8-man ones were okay tonight, but the 10-man tags and all that stuff, they got to chill out with that. I agree, Tiff. Now, let's move on to the second half of the show here. So we did have an 8-man tag, speaking of that, Tiff. We have Joey Janela, Sonny Kiss, Brian Pillman Jr., and Griff Garrison taking on the Lucha Bros, Butcher, and Blade. Now, Eddie Kingston last week came out and formed this new bond between the Butcher and Blade and the Lucha Bros, uniting them, telling them, hey, we all got to work together. Eddie Kingston cuts a nice promo, and he's kind of managing them here. So he's going to be part-time in the ring, part-time manager, similar to the role MVP is playing on Monday Night Raw. I think it's a perfect role for Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston's a talker. Give this man a microphone and let him go to work. In this match, though, we didn't see too much happening in here. Joey Janela was the person who I think took most of the beat down here to get the hot tag. And I'll say this. Griff Garrison, solid work tonight. Sonny Kiss. Sonny Kiss is amazing. I really want to see Sonny Kiss get more ring time on Dynamite. I think that he has star power potential. Keep letting him get in there. Let him get his reps. So, Sonny, happy for you. And I'm happy to see Joey Janela also on. Like, I feel like, I don't know what's the deal with him. His stock seemed to have fallen a little bit in AEW, but hopefully they can figure out a way to build him back up. I don't know what's the issue here or what's happening, but Joey, seize the moment, baby. Now, Brian Pillman Jr. is who I want to talk about. We always hear JR talk about this term of maximizing minutes, right? Brian Pillman Jr. got the hot tag from Joey Janela. And let me say this. The springboard flying clothesline he did, number one, reminded me of his father so much. And flying Brian Pillman was one of my favorites in WCW. Like the Bengals colors, all that. Like Brian Pillman was the man. To see his son, Brian Pillman Jr., get in there, magical, dude. Like, it was just so dope to see. And I thought he did a really good job with the super kick. Everything he did was crisp, on point, on time. Lance Storm would be proud. He ends up taking the L in the match, though. He eats the Butcher and Blade combo powerbomb neckbreaker and then falls victim to the Lucha Bros package pile driver combo. And 1, 2, 3, easy win for the tag team here. Eddie Kingston immediately gets on the microphone afterwards, and they're chanting for him. And he said, look, I know my name. You don't have to chant for me. Shut up and listen. So establishing he's a heel still. And Eddie Kingston says that one of the five of us is going to win at the Casino Battle Royal. So once again, we have Pentagon, Rey Fénix, The Butcher, The Blade, and Eddie Kingston are also in there with Darby Allin, Cage, Ricky Starks, Lance Archer. Lots of people could win this. Lots of people. I don't know who is going to walk away with this one. Going to be a tough one, in my opinion. But I'm still interested to see where they go with this Lucha Bros, Butcher, and Blade combo. I feel like there's a swerve in all of this coming. I don't know what I'm missing from this, but we'll see what Eddie Kingston does here. So Gino Morgan said Eli Drake versus MJF. Gino, you know what you're talking about, brother. Money. Yeah. A says Eli Drake and James Storms versus the Young Bucks. That would be a good match as well. Broken, that other company doesn't even have a tag division. No comment on that. Queen of the Indies, Miss Tiffany says, Sunny Kiss's makeup, though. Sunny Kiss, always on point. Malik says, do you think that AEW have too many factions? No, I don't have an issue with it. If you watch New Japan, it's built on a similar type of thing. I'm cool with it. No Lara is talking about the Dark Order. Yes, that is the next segment we're going to go into. No Lara, thank you for the transition. Mr. Brody Lee and the Dark Order come out. And the Dark Order come out with a casket. They have lawnmowers set up, a Ferrari, and they are coming out with a casket dancing. In all of this, there is a person lying in the casket when they open it up. It is 10 from the Dark Order. Preston Vance is in there, and he gets out, and he has the Cody neck tattoo, and they're all laughing, basically talking about how they destroyed the Nightmare family last week, and highlights are shown of what they did to Cody. Cody is destroyed by Brody Lee, and he had the old TNT title dumped on him. His wife was choked out. The Dark Order caused complete havoc last week. So now what? They put a flag out of the Nightmare family, lay it across the casket. Silver and Reynolds do a mighty fine job of doing that. And here comes Brody Lee, and he is coming out with Miss Anna Jay as well. And during all of this, they talk about, like, show your appreciation for Mr. Brody Lee. Tiff's probably going to laugh at this. But they had everybody give him a high five, and when Silver went for his, like, he just walked by Silver because he's so short and ignored him. That was great. They've been, like, one of the better spots on BTE every week, so I have to definitely laugh at what they were doing this week with them. John Silver even ends up taking a slap to the face when he's trying to show some love to Mr. Brody Lee. He gets too excited, and Brody just smacks him down. And Brody says that this is the end of the open challenge. No more indie wrestlers are taking up my time on television. Brody Lee was getting cocky. And he also, like, introduced Anna Jay as number 99. She is the one, the great one. And I really like how he put her over in all of this. What happens is QT Marshall and Dustin come out. They are pissed off for the Nightmare family. They want to get their revenge, so they are out there trying to fight on behalf of Dustin's brother Cody, and they end up getting the beatdown because the Dark Order have way too many members in it for them to get away with this. Next out comes Scorpio Sky. Scorpio Sky is helping out, and he is leading the charge. Takes over, and then as soon as he gets the opportunity, he gets slapped by Anna Jay and a beatdown from Brody Lee, and the Dark Order once again have the numbers on them. And as they are laughing, Brody Lee and Anna Jay go to the back. Colt Cabana has walked away from all of this and just disappeared. And lo and behold, another beautiful, beautiful, I think it's called Radio Silence now instead of the Rough Rider. Matt Cardona comes out, and he is here to make the save. So Matt Cardona makes the save, and it looks like he helps them clear out the Dark Order, and Brody Lee looks like he is ready to go to war with the rest of the Nightmare family. Looks like we have a feud on our hand here. Cardona and Scorpio Sky will be also checking in to help out. I like it. I'm not mad. Where were the Young Bucks? Where was Kenny Omega, though? What happened to the Elite? More dissension in the ranks, in my opinion. Let's see here. Fowl said, Mr. Brody Lee had the best suit ever on. Malik Murray said, I want to tell you that Cody is going to turn heel, and who is going to face Brody Lee at All Out. Brody Lee, I think they're going to be in a big 8-man tag team match coming up here, Malik. Jocelyn says, I'll keep saying Brody Lee, Brody Lee is / was misused grossly. Not wrong. I have that jacket in blue. Seriously, it's great. Let's see. The lockdown means it doesn't fit me anymore. Dust it off, Foul. You never know. You may be able to bust it out. The Queen Slayer. Yes, that was another nickname he gave Anna Jay as well. No, Lara says, something tells me Scorpio Sky is going to join the Dark Order. I don't think so. I think Scorpio Sky is a classic babyface here. So, let's go into the next segment. Hangman Page is backstage at the bar talking to Dasha. And all of a sudden, the Young Bucks enter. And the Young Bucks are pissed. They said, you cost us our match earlier. Why would you do that? We've been doing nothing but wanting to be your friend. And the Elite, like, this was Jerry Springer-esque. Like, they started airing the dirty laundry. Like, I called you a jobber one time. I don't know if you're sensitive about that, what the issue is. And he has his drink in his hand. Matt takes it from him. He says, you know what? It's time someone tells you the truth. And you're nothing but a drunk. Throws the drink in Paige's face. Complete disrespect. This is getting out of hand with the Elite, man. Some people say it could be the beginning of the end on this show, looking at Derek. But this is it, man. I believe a glass got thrown. Now, see, I turned my head real quick, so I missed it. I don't know if it was the Young Bucks who broke the mirror or Paige, but Paige is looking into the mirror and everything is broken. Good storytelling here. Great foreshadowing. I can't wait to see how all of this unfolds. Really good. Big Swole up next is in a handicap match taking on Dr. Britt Baker, Reba, and Penelope Ford. Britt Baker looks like she has not fully healed. She is still rocking the mask, but she is not ready to get into the ring. So Reba and Penelope Ford have a handicap match here. This one, Britt Baker says that if Swole wins this, she can have her in any type of match. I'm assuming at All Out. This match had a rough start to it. Just an error was made, I think, early on with, I think it was supposed to be like a forward roll slam, and things just didn't line up correctly. Rebel or Reba, whatever you want to call her, she looked really good in this match. I love the fact that, if you guys don't know, she was in Impact Wrestling, TNA, and she can actually wrestle, and I love that she's playing the role of someone who doesn't know how to wrestle, or she gets scared to go to the top rope and stuff. It works. Great second rope moonsault by Rebel as well in this match. But there was a crutch error in this match. So they tried to use one of Britt Baker's crutches. The referee says, caught you. Give me that crutch. And as soon as they go to take it, Britt Baker throws the other one. But by that time, Swole was able to move out of the way. Miscue Penelope Ford is down. Reba is knocked out. 1, 2, 3. Swole has earned herself another match with Britt Baker. Let us get this one-on-one contest. But I wonder what the matchup is going to be. Interesting. So, let me see here. Looks like people are rewinding back a little bit. So let's go back to the Young Bucks here. Jocelyn said, I thought the Young Bucks didn't want to be tag champs. I think from a non-kayfabe standpoint or whatever you want to call it, maybe they didn't want to be. I don't know where they stand as far as that goes, Jocelyn. I can't really speak on that. No, Lara says, do I smell Kenny Omega going back to his New Japan roots? Perhaps. Do you think Adam Hangman Page is Stone Cold? No, I think he is Adam Hangman Page. Gotta be yourself. Don't compare him to others. I really wasn't a fan of that when Meltzer did that with a lot of the other guys. Let these guys be the first themselves. Jesus says they are rusty from not wrestling on Dynamite, which sucks. Need to start booking more women's matches. But Jesus, if something is bad, why would you put it on TV more often when you care about ratings? I'm just putting it from the logic from some fans. That doesn't make sense to do something like that. I think that they could use some more tuning up. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of styles clashing. I would love to see, once things can get back to normal, that we send the women out and have them do independent shows together. Just a little small group of them, a pocket of them, and you keep mixing it up and sending them out to go to different places. I think it would really help with some of the matchups here and just get them to know each other better in the ring. Like, this person's going to do this when I see this happen or whatever. They're the pro wrestlers. I'm just the opinionist. But I think that would be what works. So let's run down what's going to happen next week on AEW Dynamite. We're going to have Santana and Ortiz, P&P take on the Best Friends. Cannot wait for that matchup. We've got Chris Jericho taking on the bad boy of professional wrestling, Joey Janela. Also, we have Tiff's Boys, Private Party, and SCU taking on the tag team of the Young Bucks and Jurassic Express. Now, here's the weird thing. If your team wins, your team will split and you will face your partners at All Out. So there's a spot on All Out on the line here. So interesting. Do we want to see Private Party versus SCU, or do we want to see the Young Bucks versus the Jurassic Express? A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Why not? Let's see. We also have in the middle of this, the Dark Order come out and they offer Tay Conti a contract. Now, Tay Conti and Anna Jay teamed up when they had the Women's Cup. That we had the finals last week. They made it to the semifinal round. And Evil Uno comes out and hands her the contract with Anna Jay next to him. And it looks like she says yes, she will accept and join. And there was a hug exchanged. So Tay Conti appears to be joining the Dark Order as well. Interesting. So, see, we're getting some stuff happening in the women's division. Jesus said, well, use the ones who are good in the ring. Look at Penelope. She was okay, but when they start booking her more, she got better. Okay. I'll take it. Listen, Jesus, I'm not saying don't book them. Give them time. Have someone say, like, look, you're going to get a 15-minute spot on Dynamite, so be ready to go. Let's do our thing. Makes sense. More women join the Dark Order. No, Lars said, okay, they need to stop comparing wrestlers to this guy. No, they are who they are. This is a person, not a wrestler from the past. I agree. We get highlights as well from Orange Cassidy and Chris Jericho setting up that Mimosa Mayhem match, showing Orange Cassidy getting the champagne poured all over him. They basically waterboarded the dude. Freaking terrible. So that's how we're doing it. Sup, anyone want some gum? What's going on? Sick. Yeah, I know. I get it. check out Sick, man. If you guys are big fans of Marvel and video games, talk to Sick. He's got some stuff for you. Let's get to the main event of tonight. Tables match. Sammy Guevara, the Spanish God. That was for you, Derek. I didn't do it as well as you do, but I try to do my best. Sammy Guevara versus Matt Hardy in this matchup. They went through a lot in this. Pretty much going to the outside. Matt Hardy going over the barricade a couple times. Sammy Guevara gets his head cut open during the picture-in-picture. And he's bleeding a little bit in this. And during the blood, we come back to Sammy getting a twist of fate with his head wedged between the chair. Sammy eats that and goes down. In this tables match, you had to physically put your opponent through the table. It couldn't be any of this, like, oh, he happened to fall through. Let's see what happens. Get it. So, after the twist of fate in the chair, Matt Hardy goes underneath the ring. He gets a table out, and the table has something on it. We can't tell, though, because one of the cable cords looked like it was, like, strapped down, got caught onto the leg. But Matt Hardy doesn't panic. He gets the table out still. Took his time, and it's a tables match, so it's fine to have people sell a little bit longer. and he pulls out the table. It says deleted on it, and he wedges a chair in the middle, standing straight up. What are they going to do here? He puts Sammy across the table, and he's going up to the top rope. Sammy recovers, knocks Matt Hardy down, and this leads to a superplex spot through the table on top of the chair. Brutal. Matt Hardy goes down for the count. It is over. Sammy Guevara wins the tables match. They put over a younger competitor. Way to see it. Sammy Guevara, like I said, I think he's been one of the underrated talents here. He did very well in this matchup, so I'm happy for him. I'm glad he got his spotlight to go one-on-one with Matt Hardy. Pretty cool here. So during this, he's celebrating. He's down, you know, like looking at the blood that's all over him. And we see in the background, Orange Cassidy just beelining it right to Jericho, who's on commentary. Hits him with the orange punch. And, dude, they just started brawling with each other. There's a little bit of a pull apart. Sammy Guevara tries to help Jericho, his tag partner in Les Sex Gods, as they try to beat down Orange Cassidy. But these two are just fighting and brawling back and forth. And the show ends basically with a pull apart brawl between the two, setting up everything for All Out. It's gonna be good. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the pull apart brawls. I'm enjoying everything that we've been just getting overall from this. Good stuff. We've got some exciting stuff for next week. Next week, I believe, is the go home show on the 2nd. So yeah, this is gonna be good stuff. I plan on trying to have potentially a little bit of a round table next week. Maybe we'll have a guest on. We'll see. I'm trying to work on some things. I haven't been doing my previews as much, mostly sticking to the reviews. But tonight's AEW Dynamite show. What did you guys think of the show? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Put it in the chat. I will definitely read what you guys have on the show. You can do it out of 10, 5 stars. It doesn't matter to me. Let me know what you guys thought of the show tonight. Malik Murray comes back. I get that you think that Sammy Guevara... Wait, do you think Sammy Guevara needs to turn babyface and face Jericho at the next All Out? A little too early for that, Malik. I think that would be a question better in 6 months from now. Because we don't know what Sammy's reaction is going to be. I don't think the people are... I don't think he's over enough to turn babyface right now, if that makes sense. Sammy got the W. Thank you for putting Sammy over. I wonder what's next for Sammy. This may not be over between him and Matt Hardy. I still feel like they have a match that needs to happen at the compound. Let's see here. Faho putting up the 5. So I'm assuming that he's either saying join the Dark Order or he enjoyed the show. I like it. I thought it was good overall, but the ending was rushed. Needed to do better on that. No, I thought it was good, Jesus. I thought that they didn't overstay too long. I think it was just enough on the ending for me. I really enjoyed the show, though, File said. Good show, Jesus says. Ace gives it a thumbs down with a laughing face. I think he's trolling us. Yeah, it definitely looks like a lot of people enjoyed this one, though. I have fun talking about it. It was a good show, in my opinion. When are you guys going to be able to catch Everything Pro Wrestling next? The plan right now is to do a Sunday stream for Payback. I'd like to get in there and do that. So hopefully we can do a stream. I don't know if next week. So next week's Dynamite show, I don't know if that's going to be the prediction show or if we're going to do a roundtable. Like I said, stay tuned. I'll see what we can work out with everything else going in. File said join the Derek Order. Derek's working on those shirts probably right now as he's listening to this. Gino says it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, even though it isn't as popular as it used to be. Gino, you never lied, brother. Never lied. And you know what? As far as it not being popular, I've enjoyed being able to watch NXT and Dynamite. If you guys haven't, tell a friend who still watches Raw and SmackDown, like, bro, to me, wrestling, NXT, AEW, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, I don't care. These are the wrestling shows to watch. These are the ones that have my interest right now. So I'm just putting it out there. File said he may be at the Thunderdome. Very excited. Yes, I also have put in for the Thunderdome for Payback. So look for this lovely face to possibly be on your screens this weekend. We're going to get into some of that, though. We're going to review. We're going to talk about some things. Next week for AEW, this Sunday, we're going to be talking Payback. Hopefully they do something here. Rob just said, rest in peace, Bob Armstrong. Oh, dear goodness. That is not the way I wanted to end this. Rest in peace, Bullet Bob Armstrong. 80 years old, man. Classic family. Jesus, thank you so much, brother, for showing the love. I saw you just put EPW in the chat. We're going to end this on a respectful note, man. Make sure this week that you guys take care of yourselves. Do something positive for someone else this week. And last but not least, rest in peace to Bullet Bob Armstrong. One of the greats, man. Really appreciated. That whole family, the Armstrong family, is a legendary family in pro wrestling. Rest in peace, Bullet Bob. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here on Everything Pro Wrestling this week. We are out. Peace.
Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, hear opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many whose head can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB Podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother,
are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What's going on, Everything Pro Wrestling listeners? It's your boy Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast, where we run special interviews with independent wrestlers, also former WWE and TNA stars. Pretty soon we're going to be having the Matt Sydal episode drop, so you need to come and check that out. And you can find us over on anchor.fm/the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. The show also covers reviews from old and current events, such as pay-per-views, AEW, WWE, whatever you're into nowadays, we will be covering reviews on that. We also have a little bit of music artist join us on the pro wrestling shoot. Also dive into belt collecting and hobbies of all kind. So yeah, as soon as you are finished with everything pro wrestling, why don't you come on over and check it out and tell us what you think. You can follow our Facebook page at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. We are also on Twitter at Carter Inc. That is CarderInc. Also Instagram at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitch. Coming soon, we will be doing live streams of the show on YouTube at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. And same with Twitch at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. All right, Conrad, back to you. And hope you all enjoy the rest of the episode from Everything Pro Wrestling.